Adam Daniel Mazet here. It's the early morning of October the 20th, 2008, with my audio feedback on Your Story podcast episode 28 with Colin from the UK. Wonderful podcast. Colin is a unbelievably outspoken and well-read individual who I could probably sit listening to for hours on end in some, I guess, secluded idyll, you know, a retreat for the weekend, and just letting him wax poetic about the things that he knows well. However, I would have to also say that I disagree with some of his very, very, but seem to be hard and fast views on things of the world. I think experience can be a double-edged sword. On the one hand, you can learn a lot about life, and you could have a extremely well-rounded understanding of the nature of things, societies, and human behavior. On the other hand, you can also have extremely rigid and learned behaviors that are not necessarily correct. And I would take issue with his extremely inflexible, at least it sounded to me, approach to things like illegal war and this whole thing that he was going on about how, and even having the audacity to cite bin Laden as the preeminent example of what he's trying to refer to here, specifically how he says that terrorism would stop as soon as foreign military occupiers exit various nation states. To have the gall to say that when he actually counts himself as a citizen of a country whose leaders at the end of the Versailles Conference in 1919 in France sliced up a map of the world, totally disregarding the autonomous desires of the various people in these nations that were subsequently created in France. You know, old men with their suspenders and top hats and spats, taking straight rulers and compasses and slicing through desert territories, you know, and creating nation states, cobbled together ethnicities, creating latter-day conflicts. I mean, that whole thing was totally glossed over. It was comfortable for him to just spout a viewpoint, which I believe, as I said, for him is something that he's learned. It sounded like canned responses, things that he has been saying to himself and to others, or he has heard from others numerous times. I really just got this hairs standing on end sensation just hearing him. In fact, I counted the number of times, and there were three occasions, and I can specifically cite them if you want, where I was like, this is just not in keeping with his other perspective, which is human beings have to be humane and harmonious. This whole thing just didn't sound right to me. There are many other conflict zones on the planet where Mr. Colin can focus his energies and apply his lofty principles. None of them were cited. I guess it's because, as I said, he has learned by rote certain areas of the world, the oil-producing nations, etc., the Middle East, and he hasn't focused entirely on, gosh, the African continent alone has a variety of conflicts that are raging around the calendar, month to month, day to day, minute to minute. So, criticizing former Prime Minister Blair for being silver-tongued and loquacious, which Colin indeed is, as you are, Ian Kath, and on the other side, criticizing former Prime Minister Blair, again using that example, as having absolutely no ability to run things, but able to use his mouth well. Well, I want to see the substance of what Colin's talking about in other areas, not just these jingoistic code and key statements that he's been saying all throughout the interview. That's the thing that I had to immediately pick up my audio device and send you feedback on. Otherwise, Ian, you know what you're doing in that room. Your questions are unbelievably sharp. Your reflexes have, after 28 or 29 episodes, have totally become knife sharp, pinpointed questions. And I really enjoy listening to your stuff, as always, because I know you now personally, and that only adds to my enjoyment. But rock on. I've got a great book for you, by the way, and I think that someone like Colin should read this, because it would enlighten in ways, especially in relation to things like De Gaulle and Churchill. I just wanted to like pick up this book and like force you guys to sit down and read it. There are so many bugaboos about General De Gaulle that I'm sure Colin has heard about. I'm not even going to open up this tangent, but no. His name is Geert Mak, G-E-E-R-T, Mak, M-A-K. He's a Dutch author, and he wrote a book called In Europe. It's a 900-page bad boy. I'm through 650 pages. I'll be done probably tomorrow. I recommend reading this book. You can get it in Oz, and you can get it in the UK, anywhere in the world. And this will act as the consummate counterpoint. Chomsky? You want to read Chomsky's screeds? I'm sorry. Unacceptable. Great interview, but widen the perspective. Now I want somebody from the other side, and I'm going to send this right to you now. Adam Daniel Mazej, Prague, Czech Republic, wishing you, Vyšakno nejlepší, as we say in the Czechoslovak ethnic language, the best of things.